This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kelly Geringer. The Missouri Department of Agriculture has awarded more than $1 million in grants to local agriculture businesses. The funding will help businesses conduct studies to find the best way to turn byproducts into more valuable end products. Kurzweil's Country Meats in Garden City is one of 12 businesses to receive the grant. Chris Kurzweil says the money will help his business expand its sales.
The grant gives us an opportunity to look into the grocery stores and see if there is a need for a local company to bring their products into a supermarket chain in our region.
Kurzweil's business received about $45,000, and the maximum amount a business could receive was $200,000. Presidential candidates can now register to run in Missouri's primary next year. And even though the Republican primary won't count, representatives for GOP presidential hopefuls showed up in Jefferson City today to register. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt filed on behalf of Mitt Romney.
The campaign decided properly and rightly so that Missouri is an important state. The primary is going to happen relatively early in the process, but several states will have voted before us. I think the primary will help set the stage for the caucus.
The first candidate to enter Missouri's presidential primary, though, was business executive and talk show host Herman Cain. One of his representatives filed on his behalf shortly after 8 a.m. this morning. The deadline for filing to run in Missouri's primary is November 22nd. A state representative is pushing for the Missouri Department of Transportation to complete what he says is an unfinished project. A new stretch of U.S. Highway 63 opening near Kirksville Wednesday includes a two-way stop. Northeast Missouri State Representative Zachary Wyatt says this intersection is unsafe for all drivers. He says there shouldn't have to be an accident on the road to get an overpass built.
There's no money amount on the cost of a life, you know. I just can't see how they think that having, especially on Highway 6, having stop signs on Highway 6 is safe.
Wyatt has put together a commission of Adair County leaders in an effort to get this project first on MoDOT's completion list. The commission includes former state representative Bob Beenan and president of Highway 63 Corporation Harriet Beard. 6 months after a tornado caused millions of dollars of damage at Lambert Airport, the St. Louis airport is about to begin replacing broken windows. Windows have been boarded up since the April tornado ripped through the airport and North St. Louis County. Hundreds of homes were damaged in addition to the airport, but no one was killed or seriously hurt. Meanwhile, repair work continues in Concourse C, the part of the airport most damaged by the tornado. A grand reopening is planned for next April. The Missouri Department of Agriculture has awarded more than $1 million in grants to local agriculture businesses. The funding will help businesses conduct studies to find the best way to turn byproducts into more valuable end products. Kurzweil's Country Meats in Garden City is one of 12 businesses to receive the grant. Chris Kurzweil says the money will help his business expand its sales.
The grant gives us an opportunity to look into the grocery stores and see if there is a need for a local company to bring their products into a supermarket chain in our region.
Kurzweil's business received about $45,000, and the maximum amount a business could receive was $200,000. Presidential candidates can now register to run in Missouri's primary next year. And even though the Republican primary won't count, representatives for GOP presidential hopefuls showed up in Jefferson City today to register. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt filed on behalf of Mitt Romney.
The campaign decided properly and rightly so that Missouri is an important state. The primary is going to happen relatively early in the process, but several states will have voted before us. I think the primary will help set the stage for the caucus.
The first candidate to enter Missouri's presidential primary, though, was business executive and talk show host Herman Cain. One of his representatives filed on his behalf shortly after 8 a.m. this morning. The deadline for filing to run in Missouri's primary is November 22nd. The Missouri Department of Agriculture has awarded more than $1 million in grants to local agriculture businesses. The funding will help businesses conduct studies to find the best way to turn byproducts into more valuable end products. Kurzweil's Country Meats in Garden City is one of 12 businesses to receive the grant. Chris Kurzweil says the money will help his business expand its sales.
The grant gives us an opportunity to look into the grocery stores and see if there is a need for a local company to bring their products into a supermarket chain in our region.
Kurzweil's business received about $45,000, and the maximum amount a business could receive was $200,000. Presidential candidates can now register to run in Missouri's primary next year. And even though the Republican primary won't count, representatives for GOP presidential hopefuls showed up in Jefferson City today to register. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt filed on behalf of Mitt Romney.
The campaign decided properly and rightly so that Missouri is an important state. The primary is going to happen relatively early in the process, but several states will have voted before us. I think the primary will help set the stage for the caucus.
The first candidate to enter Missouri's presidential primary, though, was business executive and talk show host Herman Cain. One of his representatives filed on his behalf shortly after 8 a.m. this morning. The deadline for filing to run in Missouri's primary is November 22nd.